Hello. Anna's just arrived at her desk to start the day at Tip Top Trading. Paul's walking towards her, eating a biscuit. He looks a bit bothered.
Anna?
Yes, Paul?
Come and have a biscuit in my office. Now, Anna, about Mr. Lime.
I didn't say yes.
Pardon? Yes to what?
Oh, nothing.
You sent him an email yesterday and copied me in.
Yes.
Your email reads, boxes OK, PLS CDU C firm WNT 300 TAR.
Yes. Please could you confirm you want 300?
Right. Now, that's not really the best way of writing an email to a client, is it?
Oh.
Please could you resend your message to Mr. Lime using actual words that make sense?
Okay.
Thank you. Now, here, have a chocolate crunchy.
Thanks.
Morning, Anna.
Hello.
Let me guess. Paul just spoke to you about your email.
How do you know?
You copied me in, remember? I just read it, or tried to.
But what's the problem? Other people write like that.
No, maybe some people write text messages like that in an SMS message on their phones, but that is completely the wrong style for an email to a client.
OK, Anna, let's stop listening to Tom. He's a waste of space. These are the kinds of phrases you need in a business-related email. Dear Mr. Lime, I hope you're well. I'm writing regarding... Please could you confirm... Yours sincerely, or best wishes.
Thank you. I'll rewrite my message. There. I'd better get it checked before I send. Denise?
Yes. The other problem with Stephanie is that her legs are just too long.
Oh, she's on the phone.
Yes, like trees.
I'll have to ask Tom. Tom?
Hmm?
Could you read this through before I send it?
Hang on, Anna. Just let me finish this sentence. It's really important. Right. I'm ready. Let's have a look. OK. Dear Mr. Lime, I hope you are well. I'm writing regarding your request for luxury boxes for the Imperial Lemon delivery. We will indeed be able to supply them. Please could you confirm that you want 300? Best wishes, Anna.
Well?
It's good. It's much better. Send it. Hopefully Mr. Lime will think your last message was just someone sitting on your keyboard by mistake.
Thanks.
You're not...
What?
Well, it's nothing. No, it's none of my business.
What?
You're not ever going to go to lunch with Mr. Lime, are you, Anna? I mean, in a non-business way.
No, of course not.
I mean, it's... I don't care. It's just important to stay professional.
Yes.
Well, I had a feeling Anna's email was going to cause problems, but at least she won't make a mistake like that again. Here's a reminder of the phrases she used in her new improved email.
Dear Mr. Lime, I hope you are well. I am writing regarding... Please could you confirm... Best wishes.
Until next time, bye!